This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Three people, including two police officers, were killed in Nagano in central Japan on Thursday, and a suspect with a rifle and a knife was holed up inside a building, according to police and media reports. A witness told NHK Public Television that a woman fell being chased by the suspect, who then stabbed her with a knife and shot at two police officers as they arrived at the scene. Violent crime is rare in Japan, which has a low murder rate and some of the world's toughest gun laws. The country was recently left reeling in July when former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was assassinated in broad daylight with an apparently homemade gun. Japan said it had scrambled fighter jets after detecting a Russian intelligence gathering plane off its coastline, while Moscow announced China's special envoy would discuss Ukraine with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Friday. This as the head of Russia's Wagner mercenary group said on Thursday his troops had started transferring their positions in the flashpoint eastern Ukraine city of Bakhmut to the Russian military. Ukraine denies that Bakhmut has fallen to Russia, insisting it still controlled a micro district of the ruined city and was still advancing on flanks. The South Korean and U.S. militaries held on Thursday the first of the Allies' five rounds of firing exercises until mid-June. The massive joint live fire exercise played out near the border with North Korea, despite the North's warning that it won't tolerate what it calls a hostile invasion rehearsal on its doorstep. Thursday's drills mark 70 years since the establishment of the military alliance between Seoul and Washington. This is VOA News. U.S. tech giant Microsoft says cyber hackers backed by China's government have been targeting critical U.S. infrastructure and could be planning to disrupt critical communications between the U.S. and Asia during future crises. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Microsoft says China's targets include sites in Guam, where the U.S. has a major military presence. The software giant says the state-sponsored hackers have been active since mid-2021. It says organizations in the communications, manufacturing, utility, transportation, construction, maritime, information technology, and education sectors are affected by the hacking. Microsoft isn't saying why it's making this announcement. Tensions between Washington and Beijing have been on the rise in recent months. They were further strained earlier this year after the U.S. shot down a Chinese spy balloon that had crossed into the U.S. I'm Mike Hempen.
The founder of the U.S.-based extremist group Oath Keepers will be sentenced Thursday for his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors are seeking a 25-year prison sentence for Stuart Rhodes, who was convicted of seditious conspiracy for spearheading a plot to keep former President Donald Trump in power despite his loss in the 2020 election. U.S. President Joe Biden reportedly will name a history-making general to be the nation's next top military officer on Thursday. An official says the president will name C.Q. Brown Jr. as the next Joint Chiefs of Staff chairman. If the career F-16 pilot is confirmed, it would mark the first time both the Pentagon's top civilian and uniformed positions are held by African Americans. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports General C.Q. Brown has a unique story behind his call sign as an Air Force fighter pilot.
In 1991, Brown had to eject from his burning F-16 high above the alligator-infested Florida Everglades. He told the Aspen Security Forum last year as he floated in his parachute, a thought was, "Hope there's nothing down there." He landed in the muck, which led to the man tapped to be the nation's top military officer earning his call sign, Swamp Thing.
Two opposing visions for Turkey's future are on the ballot when voters return to the polls Sunday for a runoff presidential election. The country will decide between an increasingly authoritarian incumbent and a challenger who has pledged to restore democracy. But as Kadir Haas University professor Serhat Guvnik explains, he couldn't get people out to vote.
The main problem was this inability to mobilize those people who refused to go to the ballot box.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.